Hello?
Hey Carmen, how are you?
Chase?
Yeah, this is Chase.
My mind is going crazy today, and I saw your name, I don't know where, in the phone. I don't know if you called me, if you texted me. I have no clue. I'm trying to, I have someone who already sold my car. I said for the minimum to pay you the 5,000, and now my mechanic doesn't want to give it to me.
Why?
Because he wasn't able to fix it. I repaired the car, but I paid in advance $7,000. And since he wasn't able to fix it, I said, okay, then sell it for me. And he got the title and everything, and I just signed, I made him sign a contract, and now he's telling me that he has put money in repairing some things, and I'm like, I never asked you to do it. And he's like, well, if I don't get paid, I won't give you the car back. And I'm like, but I need the car back to be able to sell it. And I mean, but the thing is that I already paid to him $7,000, and I didn't. And it's that everyone really, really takes advantage of me, and I'm.
I told you the other day as well that you should go with him so that you could know that if he's selling it or not.
And I told him, bring it down to 3,000. Because I, just to be able to give you 5,000, and thanks to a friend of my parents, I saw he's selling it for 7,000. So he wants to give me 3,000, and he would give 4,000. And I'm like, come on, it's a car that is worth much more than that,
You should file a case for him. Like you should report him on the in the police.
that's what I have another friend who told me the same thing, because
See, before he even sold the car, I told you that this was simply going to happen with you. But you didn't listen to me. I don't know why
I
you
just
keep
never
trusting
think
everyone
that
blindly.
I do. I cannot stop trusting people.
So it's your fault, right? Because of the trust factor, you're here now. You have nothing.
I'm a Buddhist. And we always think the best about people.
I know. But I told you that the world is not good enough to go ahead and get everything fixed up. I told you that, and you keep trusting on people, keep getting hits.
I spent so much money. I gave him so much money, cash and in advance, and I can't believe he's doing this to me. I cannot. And he's because he repaired a window, and I said, but I never asked you to do so. And he's like, no, what, you have to pay me for the things that I've done. And I'm like, no, I gave you 7,000 and you never repaired the car.
Right, so what are you saying now? He's giving you only 3,000 and keeping 4,000?
That's what he wants.
So what are you planning to do, Vicky? I don't think so. Like, the 3,000 would be good enough for you. At least you should take 6,000 for him, and you should give him 1,000 because he have did the effort to sell the car. That's what should it be.
The thing is that I have a friend of my parents, and since I'm selling it so cheap, he got someone right away, and he's asking me just for the BIN number, and I don't have the BIN number because he has the papers. I mean the title where it says the BIN number, I don't have it. But he wants me to pay to him for things that he has done to the car to sell it. And I never said do anything. The car, okay, it had a problem with the window, that one window wouldn't go up. And it seems that he fixed it, but I never told him to do so.
Right, so now what's the plan?
What I'm saying is like that I gave you 7,000 and...
Right, and he did nothing at that time.
And with those 7,000, don't tell me that you cannot include the repair of the window. No, he wants money. And I'm like, I don't believe it. I spent at least $20,000 in, you know, because I always give the car to him, and I always pay to him cash because he doesn't get credit cards, and I paid in advance, and now I just want to get the freaking money so I can give you the 5,000 and start from the bottom but finish with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what's the plan now? What happened in the court yesterday?
It seems that they changed the rules, and now before, if they got you with a suspended license, you would just pay a fine and that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
But now the third time that this happened, they take you to jail 10 days or more. It depends on the judge, but the minimum is 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be in court again with another judge in 10 days, which is the one who put the warrant for my arrest.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to have everything done by the time that I see the next judge, and I try to convince him, and I tell him I got my license back, and
so I'm positive. I'm positive. Like, things will be okay because now it's going on the right track. But as far as the mechanic is concerned, please do take the money from him. And I believe that you were that the total was 7,000, not 5,000, because we were adding up the social media too.
Yeah, but you told me that I could start with...
Yes, that's what I told you.
Because if not, I wouldn't be doing this, you know.
Right,
I wouldn't be selling a convertible for 3,000, 35,500.
Right.
Never, you know, because it's worth so much more. I'm doing this because I'm desperate. And I've been I'm lying to my parents, and I have some money left, you know.
Yes, day before yesterday, you were giving me $2,500.
I do have that, but nobody knows that I have those $2,500. My parents
mm-hmm.
don't know it,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I was like, okay, if I sell it for three, it's good enough to at least give you five, you know. And no one is going to say no to
right.
to that car for $3,000.
Right.
No
right.
one. It's
right.
because the value is so much more than that. I just don't
have what's the
time.
Plan? Yeah. So now, what's the plan? What are we going to do? Because I was waiting for you, and I was waiting the team as well.
No, yeah, I'm gonna get the money. It's just how, because now he's not answering my calls, and I need the other guy that's going to sell it. I mean, that already has a buyer for $3,500, but he needs the VIN number, and the VIN number, I gave the title to my mechanic to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even have the VIN number to get it. We'll have your money for sure. I'm just trying to solve this. But it bothers me because if...
Of course it bothers me as well, because every new day you're facing new problems, and I don't feel good about it.
Is that the only problem that the car had is a window. One of the windows wouldn't go up and down in the passenger side, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's just for two people. It's a convertible. And he's saying that he fixed it, that he window tinted the car. And I'm like, but why did you do it? If I didn't tell you to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I was also facing the problem, but I didn't tell you because you know that it's not in my hand. I have to pay Google, and they're sending me emails, sending me messages every single day, what to do with this website and what's the next step and everything about it. So I was hoping that if you could do it, then
yeah,
we could basically
finish them. I told you that you could stop the project until I...
See, I can only stop the process for the website. The marketing is something which will be done from the Google. So the website is already running. Like, it's just working. We are working on the changes that you have told us. But the marketing is something that is answerable to Google. And they keep on sending me the message.
But,
that's why I told you that if you could
do
the...
You
do
that
before
the website is done? Because the website isn't finished yet.
I know, but they have to install the APIs, the preposition. It's a long process. They will take at least 30 days to get the installation and everything about done.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's a process. It's not something that you pay and the marketing starts. No. They do all the things. They do their homework. They install the things that needed to be done. They specify your industry. They will send you the keywords. You and I will be selecting the keywords, and that's how it will simply want to work. That's why I was telling you that if you could pay at least the half of it so that I can send them to them so that they could start the half work. And then the half, once you...
No, the half I have, I mean, that half, yes, I have it on a... Give me 1 second. I have one. Yeah, 28 that I can't spend $300 because I have to go to another court in 2 weeks. Yeah, I have the $2,500. I have it with me. I just didn't want my parents to know because they have to drive me to... The idea was opening a bank account already, that I don't know. Oh, that's another thing. I paid for the change of the name of the company because I put it under my mother's first.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid also to my accountant. It's been more than 2 weeks, and I still don't have it under my name. When I remember, I opened all my businesses, and I always went to Sunbiz, And it was from one day to the other, and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see. Well, I don't get why I cannot have the name changed so I can open a bank account with the name of the company, so I don't have to pay from my private account.
You have already made like so many payments through your private account, but I can do one thing. Whatever you have paid, once you have the new account, I will make the invoices with the same name that you have with the new account so that you could at least keep a balance on it. What do you say?
Yeah, the only thing is that I need my parents to take me to the bank to deposit this. But first, I think I'm going to ask my father to take me to the mechanic. So.
Yeah, take your father with you. And as far as the 25 is concerned, if you could do that, I can give them to that, and then I can. I think it will be
no,
a good
yeah,
situation.
The 25 I have. My only problem is I don't want. Okay, I have a friend actually who might do me the favor to take me to the bank so my parents don't see me.
Mm.
That I can do.
Okay.
I'm going to call him. I mean, the 25, yeah, you can have it today, but I thought that today I was going to have the whole 5,000.
Yeah, see, just take your time. Talk to your friend. If he can basically give you the complete, that would be good. That would be ideal. If not, then half would work.
No,
I want you to.
I would need time to sell the car at the, you know, at
that's fine.
The right price.
That's fine. So let's just do the half of it today. And please don't trust the mechanic again and do everything on your own.
Yeah. I feel like crying, you know, because there's so much money that I spent in his place, and I know that it's black money because he's not using credit cards, and I always paid in advance, and he never fixed the car, and now he's asking me for money.
If you don't agree, just file a report for him.
What kind of the report? Because my friend told me the same thing. But what type of report? I mean, go to the police and say I've been giving him cash?
Yeah. Tell him that he's not giving you the money back. You told him to sell a car because you trust him, and now he's not giving you the money as the car is being sold. So just tell him that. I think it's, what time is it over there?
3 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. So I think you can basically talk to your friend, and then once you call me back to get it done, we can talk about it. And meanwhile, let me just go to the production and see where the website stands, and then you can let me know about it, okay? So I'll be waiting for your call, and then we can speak again. What do you say?
Yeah, this I'm going to have to do between my father and my friend. God damn it.
Yeah, just take your time today. Take 1 hour. How long do you think it would take? 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour?
Because the thing is, if the mechanic had sold the car at, you know, the 7,000 that I gave him in advance, I would have more than enough to give you for everything, you know. I would have 3,000 for me still.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the desperation to pay you that I told him, listen, put it at 3,000. With 3,000, I will be able to pay for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's selling it for 7,000. And he's not giving me the title back.
So what I was saying is, what I was thinking, that you said that you will do the half of it right now, and once the problem is solved, you will do that later on. So the choice is yours. Just do that by that way. So at least we could keep working on it, because they're also waiting
for
Yeah, but
Google is going to tell you there's only 2,500.
I will deal with them. I will deal with Google. I will see what's the best we can do. You just try to arrange it, and then we can speak again. And meanwhile, let me see where the websites stand, okay?
And then someone told me that this is going to be a long weekend. Is it true?
Long weekend?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about it.
I have no idea. Let me see my computer. The calendar, if I see if it really is going to be a long weekend, I hope not. Labor Day, yeah, is that a holiday?
Let me just see.
It says Monday the 5th.
Let me see. No holiday.
No holiday? Just a Monday. Okay.
All right. So I'll wait for your call, Carmen, and I'm pretty sure you will be able to basically make it, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay. Yes, I have pressure here and there and
I know. Just
everywhere.
Just keep calm. Take deep breath. And I'll give you maybe a call once.
Last night, another of my uncles died also, and I'm like, I cannot take it. I cannot take any more bad news. I can't. I don't know why this is happening to me. I know it's my karma. I must have been a really horrible person in the past, because I don't get all that's happening to me.
You should give something like a bakra to somebody who can basically save out the karma.
Even Dalai Lama told me that my karma, that I'm in the highest top of Buddhism. Dalai Lama, which is the number one everybody knows Dalai Lama. You have to know who he is. And he thinks that I'm on top.
Don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure God is with you. He will surely going to save you out. For right now, we can only hope for the best. And I'm pretty sure things will be in your favor from all types. Just take your father, once you get free, to that mechanic. And I'm pretty sure things will be sorted out. But please do me a favor and do the 2,500 today, so that we can finish off the remaining time, and then we can shortly speak again and then discuss it in detail, okay?
Okay, let me call my friend.
Yeah, and don't be sad. I don't want to see you sad. Can you smile?
It's just that interesting. So much. I have so much pressure, Chase. You have no idea. No idea.
I know. See, if I was with I would have sorted out things for you.
Yes, that people are used to seeing me being always successful and with a lot of money, but You know, I even have this friend telling me, you gave me so much money in the past when I needed it, the one that I'm going to call today. And he's like, but I'm sorry, I cannot give you anything back. And I'm like,
I know.
Not asking you, and I will never take anything back from you because I gave it from my heart. I didn't give him a loan. I just gave him the money. I must have been a serial killer, at least. Anyway, I'm going to hang up and... because I'm still with my own workout, just
drink water, go to the bank and do everything. And if you want, you don't have to pay me through a credit card or anything like that. If you have cash, you can deposit it in the account.
Yeah, that has to be the only way for me. It's through my debit card.
Okay. All right.
You know, the only thing is that Social Security is gonna see me. They already sent me a letter.
Should I expect your call in the next 2 hours?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Perfect. Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah. Before you leave, you will.
No problem. And you're doing workout right now, or?
No, I've finished. I've been dealing with. All this and the cord that has to call me and too many things.
Okay.
Anyway, this I have to do without my parents seeing me because they don't know I have money left and the mechanic, I will have to do it when I come back or...
Okay, perfect. I'll go
with my friend. Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.